CF Morning Centers. Speaking at the PF Secretariat, Mr. Luvinda has urged the PF supporters and members of the Tonse Alliance to gather only at PF designated locations to pay their respects. He has stated that the PF Secretariat in Lusaka will serve as the main funeral center, with additional mourning sites established in various districts and provinces across the country. Mr. Luvinda has also announced that a book of condolences has been opened at the Secretariat, with more to be distributed to PF-designated areas nationwide. He has further noted that the PF had already declared a 7-day national mourning period last Thursday, and that this would proceed independently of the government's recently announced mourning period.
Walungu is going to be mourned at places that are known to be PF places. Asking all members of the Patriotic Front, all members of parties in the Tonse Alliance, please gather on where the PF is found. Secretariat ya Chipani cha PF Pano is the main funeral center. Hello, Kasegura, book of condolences here. Have no sign a book of condolences, come and sign here.
Chief Shukabeka of the Soli people in Ifunta district has called for an immediate nationwide ban on the issuance of charcoal production permits, citing the ongoing deforestation caused by unsustainable charcoal practices. In an interview with Hot FM News, Chief Shukabeka said the current ban is only 3 districts. Itezi, Momba and Shiriungi is not sufficient to effectively combat deforestation across the country. He has expressed concern that the continued issuance of charcoal permits undermines efforts to preserve Zambia's forests and combat climate change. Chief Shikabeta has stressed that as long as permits continue to be issued, deforestation will persist, making it difficult to achieve meaningful progress in environmental conservation.
Laws are there, but the problem is the government officers, like the officers from the forest department, they are selling the permit, but there is no provision of refusing them to cut it down trees. Okay, they are giving them permit, so in that way, the people they won't manage to stop burning charcoal.
The Zambia Consumer Association has welcomed the recent appreciation of the kwacha against the US dollar from 26 kwacha 45 ngwe to approximately 24 kwacha 30 ngwe as a positive macroeconomic development. Zaka Executive Director Juba Sakala says this trend, if sustained, should signal lower prices for imported goods, fuel, transport and essential commodities that directly impact the cost of living for ordinary Zambians. He, however, says despite this currency improvement, the basic needs and nutrition basket remains unaffordable for most households, currently standing at 11,000 kwacha to 11,230 kwacha, according to recent data. Mr. Sakala says prices of food, transport, electricity and essential services have not reflected the gains made in the exchange rate.
We will come recent appreciation of the kwacha against the dollar. I think from Friday, which is Friday morning, I think it was 26.45 to today, which is about 24 kwacha. This is a positive macroeconomic development. This trend is sustained. It should be no signal lower prices for imported goods, fuel, transport, and social commodities that directly impact the cost of living for ordinary Zambians.
The Initiative for Environmental Protection, ISEP, has called on governments to halt the construction of filling stations in or near residential areas, citing serious safety and environmental concerns. Speaking in an interview with Hot FM News, ISEP Executive Director Francis Mitola has warned that as Zambia's population continues to grow, more people are likely to find themselves living close to hazardous infrastructure like fuel stations. He has stressed that while the government's efforts to promote economic development by issuing operating licenses to fuel companies are commendable, public safety must not be compromised. Mr. Mitola has since urged regulatory authorities to revise regulations and enforce stricter environmental impact assessments before approving the construction of new filling stations.
But accident is an accident which can occur anytime. Because the more closer we get to the community, you know, the compression is growing. And as it grows, they also have things and the light. Yeah, we shouldn't take chances. Nothing can happen here. It is better to continue being far away from the central process.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Patents and Companies Registration Agency has projected a rise in trademark registrations under intellectual property driven by growing awareness among artists about the risks of not securing legal ownership of their stage names. PATRA Deputy Registrar for Intellectual Property, Sheri Chilufya, has told Hot FM News that an increasing number of musicians, content creators and artists are making inquiries about name registration after learning that unregistered names, slogans and symbols can legally be claimed by others. He has explained that once a name is registered, the artist gains exclusive rights to use it in connection with specific goods or services, can enter endorsement deals, and is entitled to take legal action against unauthorized use. Mr. Chilufya has emphasized that the registration process is simple and accessible and has urged the artist to act quickly to protect their brand identities before someone else registers them.
This particular period and this particular year has seen an increase in the number of inquiries and in the amount of interest when it comes to trademarks. We are hopeful that this will ultimately result in an increased number of trademark applications and ultimately registration. It is important for a musician to learn about trademarks, to learn about the rights that they will get as a result of trademark registration. Then they will be able to stop others or their competitors from using similar names or the same name.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
Rwanda says it is pulling out of the Central African Regional Bloc after a diplomatic row over its involvement in the conflict in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The country was supposed to take up its chairman role of the Economic Community of Central African States, which rotates between its members. But it was prevented from doing so at a meeting today in Equatorial Guinea. Announcing its decision to leave ECOWAS, Rwanda said its right to take up the chairmanship was deliberately ignored in order to impose the DRC's diktat. The BBC has more.
The authorities in northeast India have imposed an internet shutdown and curfew in parts of Manipur state after protesters clashed with security forces over the reported arrest of five members of a radical ethnic group. Protesters demanding their release stormed a police post, set fire to a bus and blocked roads in parts of the capital Imphal. Italians are voting in a two-day referendum on whether to halve the time foreign adults need to be resident before being eligible to apply for citizenship. Currently, non-EU nationals can only begin such an application after 10 years of continuous residence. The far-right governing coalition of Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni opposes the measure. Ukraine's armed forces say they continue to repel Russian assaults in the area of Pokrovsk in the eastern region of Donetsk. They said 65 attacks were fought off in that sector over the past day. Russia's been trying to capture Pokrovsk for months without success, although it's made advances south of the town. Fighting continues on other parts of the front line, including in the northeastern region of Sumy that borders the Russian region of Kursk.